put health care, tax reform, and sweeping infrastructure bills on his desk. Trump continues to be annoyed at a comment McConnell made this week in Kentucky, where he blamed Trump and others for setting early timelines for getting big things done. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your stock. Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
Suspended Fox News host Eric Bolling has filed a lawsuit against a Huffington Post reporter who claimed he sent inappropriate pictures to coworkers.
Bolling's defamation lawsuit against Yasher Ali accuses the HuffPost reporter of false and misleading statements about the plaintiff's conduct and character. The story, published on Friday, claimed that Bolling sent lewd text messages and photos of male genitalia to two female colleagues at Fox several years ago. Fox suspended Bolling and launched its own investigation last week. The HuffPost said today it stands by Ali's reporting.
Chinese officials have announced they have successfully tested the first quantum key distribution system from a satellite, essentially allowing the communist nation to build an unhackable communications network. The connection between the satellite and the Chinese ground station reportedly strong enough to handle large data transfers or even handle secured phone calls. The information was published in the journal Nature, where analysts said the information was a milestone in security advancement. USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu speaking out against investigations against him, saying it's just another witch hunt.
Netanyahu was under investigation on a number of corruption allegations. He told a crowd of supporters in Tel Aviv last night the investigations are a witch hunt driven by his political opponents on the left. Netanyahu also called Israel's media fake news and the thought police. He told cheering supporters that the media and his political opponents want to put what he called inappropriate pressure on law enforcement with no connection to justice.
Israeli officials have announced the acceleration of a huge barrier along the border with Gaza aimed at stopping terrorists from being able to tunnel into Israel. The barrier will be 40 miles long and run about 130 feet below the ground, according to Israeli army officials. They expect the barrier to be complete by the end of 2019. Your favorite neighborhood Applebee's could be closing. The restaurant chain today announcing it could close anywhere from 105 to 135 of its almost 2,000 locations. The company did not announce specific locations. In a news release, the company said the comparable same restaurant sales for the second quarter declined more than 6%, and a fall off between 6 and 8% is expected for this fiscal year. Parent company Dine Equity called 2017 a transitional year for Applebee's. It was anticipated in May that only 40 to 60 of the casual restaurants would be closed. And the NFL preseason getting underway tonight. Seven games on the slate, including defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. Well, what's the slogan, make America great again? I know something that we could do. Let me tell you what I would do if I was running for president. And, it wouldn't take long before I was assassinated by putting these ideas out there. No more. No more corporate welfare. No more handouts, no more tax deals, no more abatements on property taxes, no more low-interest government loans. You know what you get from Uncle Sam? You get nothing. You get nothing. Government, we're going to do our job to make sure that the playing field is level and fair for everyone. Exactly what we were supposed to do, but we no longer do. Anyway, welcome back, everyone, to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to talk about Donald Trump's Made in America Week. Yep. There are those companies that were invited to the White House. And Donald Trump was going and visiting the various different companies, of made-for-TV moment. We were going to highlight domestic manufacturing. Hey, listen, rah-rah, baby. I want things built here in the United States as well. But as it turns out, Reason did a great job with this. Some of the businesses invited to the White House, well, things are tilted in their favor. And basically, it's like, you know, putting your finger on the scale. That's what the government does for these companies. A recent review of the 50 businesses invited to Trump's Made in America event reveals that 21 of them have received some form of government grant, subsidy, loan guarantee, or other economic incentive since 1997. If you look at these 50 businesses through a subsidy tracker that's put out by Good Jobs First, it revealed more than 870 records of individual handouts totaling more than $598 million in spending at the state, local, and federal levels. 300 of them are direct grants totaling more than $325 million. That's a grant. You know what that is? That's handing the business cash. Here you go. Here's money. I mean, the only time I thought that that happens is like a monopoly. Bank error in your favor. Collect $10. Why does the government give a business cash? Just give it to them. And it's not their money to give. It's the taxpayer money. $325 million. Another are 144 of them are loans. Now, these loans are, they're below market interest rates. And if they are defaulted upon, who is going to pay the price? Again, the taxpayer. The rest of the handouts are various kinds of tax breaks. That stuff doesn't show up on government budgets, but it rewards businesses at the expense of everybody else. And that's what it is. It's at the expense of everybody else. I can go right through the list here. Caterpillar. Here's $1 billion company. $1 billion company. $155 million in direct taxpayer assistance for $1 billion company. Caterpillar is based in Illinois, by the way. And you want to know why Caterpillar is still based in Illinois with all the problems in Illinois and the taxes in Illinois? Because it doesn't pay the taxes. In order to keep the company, what do you think? You don't think Illinois cut a deal with them? I can go on and on and on. I'll break down these various different companies. But I think you're getting the point. One more I wanted to discuss here because this was a big highlight this past week. Donald Trump talked about this. Hell, a lot of conservative radio talk. Look at this. Donald Trump got another one. There's a $10 billion Foxconn deal. $10 billion factory in southeast Wisconsin. Oh, really? That's great. Sounds great. I thought it was fantastic, too, until I found out that Governor Scott Walker is promising $3 billion in tax giveaways. That is the largest subsidy package in state history. To our listeners in Wisconsin, let me ask you. Oh, I got a lot of clients, got a lot of listeners in Wisconsin. Do you get any sort of tax break? You guys get out of paying your property taxes? No, I didn't think so. Well, your new neighbor's going to. This is kind of funny. It's great. Senior researcher at the Mercatus Center, George Mason, put this statement out. He says, with enough subsidies, you could get orange growers to relocate to Wisconsin. And he's right. He's right. How does anybody compete with Foxconn? You can't. You can't. The government is picking and choosing winners and losers. How many people would watch, they're getting into the pennant race in baseball right now. I'm not a huge baseball fan, but you know, follow a little bit. Would anybody follow the sport at all if the umpires favored certain teams and we knew that it wasn't fair? Yeah, that was the funny thing that I had a little bit of epiphany not too long ago when I was thinking about all the cheating in sports with the steroids and the drug. And I said, why is this such a big deal? Everybody gives such a cares about this stuff. And then I thought about it a little more. You know, sports is someplace that people escape to that's actually pure. It's supposed to be a merit-based system where the best man wins. You go out there and you compete, and the rules are the same for everyone. This is why everybody gets bent out of shape if there's a bad call, and we have instant replay and all these things, because we have this desire for it to be fair, for it to be legitimate. And we keep going crazy over that stuff, but in our actual lives, we let all of this other stuff slide, or we don't pay attention to it. We applaud politicians when they strike deals with these companies to bring them to the state. At the expense of who? Of everyone else. Everyone else. Businesses that have been there, maybe for generations. I've mentioned this here. I go around my town here on the North Shore of Long Island that's been here since the 1650. It's been here for a while. But, you know, even some of the businesses that are here, they still got their old neon signs from 50, 60 years ago. It's kind of nostalgic. They're not getting tax deals. They're not getting a break. Why is it that some big business that comes to town, why are they allowed to get one? And we applaud these other companies as well. The whole Elon Musk thing drives me absolutely berserk. It really does. I think they unveiled their new Model 3 car. That's what's its starting price, like $35,000, this new electric car. That's great. I mean, I don't care for the Tesla. I don't, I'm not a big fan of the concept. I drive too far on trips. It just wouldn't, fit my family's needs there. It's expensive. And also, I don't think it's a very attractive car. But that's okay. Other people like it. What I don't like is that I have to help pay for your car. If Elon Musk was such a genius, why does he continue to need to get taxpayer money? I mean, I too could be a genius if I just continue to get taxpayer money to fund all of my fantasies, all of my dreams, which is basically what he does. You show me when they're going to start making money. And they're continuing to do this stuff. It doesn't end. California is now going to double down on subsidizing wealthy buyers of electric cars. Meanwhile, where you're seeing subsidies start to dry up in solar and wind industries, what do you think is happening to those industries? They're dying off. We've again, this is not capitalism, and I know I went off a rant about this. Was it, 2 weeks ago here on the program? We did a whole bit on capitalism. Capitalism works when you can succeed beyond your wildest dreams, and you also can fail. That's funny. That's what I hope and pray for my kids. Is I want them to be able to grow up in a country where they can succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also fail. Because you cannot have one without the other. What we have now, we don't have that system. We don't have that system because there's too many companies out there that just can't fail. Anyway. You want to call it crony capitalism? I don't like calling it crony capitalism because it's an oxymoronic. You want to call it socialism? I don't care. Call it cronyism. It is a scourge of our time. And we are not all equal under the law. And that's what Thomas Jefferson wanted. That's why we broke away. That's what's in the Declaration of Independence. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff available there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have a 24-hour day help hotline. 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you
Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dynavite diet.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea
free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale. You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a...
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. This is going to be another one of these segments where I'm going to have a really difficult time keeping my cool. And, you know, many might say, well, why are we talking about foreign policy? Why are we talking about this topic? Well, it affects our economy. It affects this nation. I get to travel a little bit. Just recently came back from vacation. Was in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Stayed at the beautiful island of St. John. Left. Got to leave out of St. Thomas Airport. And the airport was awful. It's awful. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing. It really was. U.S. Virgin Islands. Airport was disgusting. You got tiles coming out. You got stains all over the... It's third world. Third world. Yet, where does our money go? Well, it goes to places like Afghanistan. Story off Breitbart. Hanging from John Sopko's office in a building outside the Pentagon is a plaque that states, "Never underestimate the power of stupid people in large groups," and obviously that's a bit of a stab at bureaucracy. This guy is the U.S. Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. That's $120 billion he's a steward of in taxpayer money. he's a respected watchdog. He's also a four-letter word to other people in government. In this interview with Breitbart, he says the United States has overwhelmed Afghanistan with too much money since the beginning of the war in October of 2001. What? We've overwhelmed them with money? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've talked about this here. Where do you think a lot of that money has ended up? Huh? Oh, yeah, Swiss banks, of course. Incredible amount of corruption. Yeah, well, what is the total count now in Afghanistan? I think it's since 2001, it's got to be close to $800 billion we've spent. This news came out Wednesday, late Wednesday evening, and it was in regards to Donald Trump's comments about the war in Afghanistan. And not happy. Not happy. And this is to quote Donald Trump. We aren't winning. We are losing. I know it's a jagged little pill to swallow, but he's right. We're losing. We're losing everywhere, people. We ain't coming close to winning. Winning? What did we win? Honestly, what did we win? You know what this reminded me of? It reminds me of the scene in A Fish Called Wanda, where John Cleese is giving it to Kevin Kline's character about Vietnam, and Kevin Kline's character, the American, says, it was a tie. He's like, no, it wasn't. What did we win? Did we get a participation trophy? Are we going to build a monument somewhere? Trump specifically challenged his Secretary of Defense, the rest of his national security team, including H.R. McMaster. The president's frustrations with the war in Afghanistan demonstrate his eagerness to avoid lengthy foreign entanglements, including ones left to his presidency by former presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Hey, don't leave George H.W. off the list either. Because we got involved in Iraq the first time and stirred up that hornet's nest over a country that I can almost guarantee you, back in the 1990s, 95% or more of the population in the United States had never heard of nor could find on a map, Kuwait. According to NBC and other sources as well, Trump was also upset that China was earning money off of Afghanistan's minerals while America was spending the majority of the money to provide security in the region. That's pretty typical, though. That's pretty typical for the United States. I remember the whole, no war for oil. Remember that in Iraq? Wish it was. We didn't get the oil. China did. Now in Afghanistan, China's getting the rare earth minerals out there. Why? And people say to themselves, how could that happen? This doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense. This is not incompetence. Okay? People are making money off this. Oh, sure, there's going to be American investors and big wigs that are working with the Chinese that are getting those minerals that are getting paid. They, in turn, will give money to K Street lobbyists, who then, in turn, will give it to the politicians. We got, what, about 8,400 U.S. troops there? Doesn't even account for all the private contractors that are there in Afghanistan building stuff that's going to get blown up or not used ever. And the private security that is put into place, they're getting all taxpayer money. The business of war is good. Oh, yeah. Was Eisenhower right? Trump went on. He said he compared the situation to a restaurant renovation debacle in the 1980s in New York City that was led by consultants, suggesting that the waiters on the ground likely had better ideas. That doesn't surprise me. But again, I don't think, I mean, I hope he's maybe trying to figure it out, that there are big players at stake here. There are big players at stake. there's a lot of money being made in Afghanistan. And we, the taxpayers, it's one big handoff. We, the taxpayers, handing money to all of these concerns for the war on terror. Yeah, because Afghanistan is a real threat to fire up their massive Navy and Air Force and come and invade the United States. People, we've got to wake the hell up. Social Security's going bankrupt. Obamacare's imploding. Medicaid's falling apart. Medicare's falling apart. But we're sending billions to Afghanistan. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. I shall return.
Like this before. Come on, get me on the floor.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Many eyes still turn toward North Korea as they continue their saber-rattling to make an attack against Guam. New York Representative Peter King appeared on MSNBC backing up President Trump's hard talk.
I mean, President Eisenhower ended the fighting in Korea by specifically threatening to use nuclear weapons. So that would have been the U.S. making a preemptive use of nuclear weapons. So this isn't unusual or unprecedented for this type of talk, and it worked. It caused North Korea to back down.
State Department officials believe Cuba's to blame for a recent acoustic attack on the American embassy in Havana. Two Americans at the embassy were having serious unexplained health issues. One may even have permanent hearing loss. Cuba denies responsibility. And more than a dozen Pittsburgh SWAT members had to be checked out for exposure to fentanyl during a raid. Authorities say 18 members of the city SWAT team were experiencing burning throats, feeling lightheaded and nauseous. All the officers have now been released from medical care. USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. We take the liars, the crooks, the cheats out behind the woodshed, give them a beat down. One of those very, very rare programs and rare individuals like myself that happen to look to the founders for guidance in these troubled times, actually pick up a history book and understand that, gee whiz, that might be a bit of some help and we might want to learn from that. And someone that actually looks at the United States Constitution and thinks that we should actually follow that. I know. I'm old school, I guess. It's antiquated type of thinking, but it is what it is. Quickly on this story, I wanted to share with you. I know it's a bit off the beaten track, but it's a problem. Okay, I said I'm an equal opportunity basher here, but I strongly disagree with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And with what? Well, he feels that, the Justice Department is going to increase the use of civil asset forfeiture, which is the practice that allows law enforcement officials to seize property from people that have neither been charged nor convicted of any crime. What the hell? What do you not understand about that not being... What don't you understand about due process? Sessions stated that civil asset forfeiture is a key tool. That's almost like Jeff Sessions coming out and saying, bamboo under the fingertips and using a blowtorch and pliers is a good tool. Yeah, it might be, Jeff, but it's not legal. this is going to go to the Supreme Court. The Fifth Amendment forbids the government for depriving any person of life, liberty, or property without due process. And again, this is going to be on a collision course with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Thomas recently explained in a statement respecting the denial of certiorari, which in the case of Leonard versus Texas is not only has civil asset forfeiture led to egregious and well-chronicled abuses by law enforcement agencies around the country, but the practice is fundamentally incompatible with the Constitution. And he's right. Listen, go after the bad guys, but follow the rule of law. You cannot take shortcuts. We're supposed to be equal under the law. I don't like it when Sessions does it through the Justice Department. I don't like the use of these courts that are put together through the executive branch of government, whether it be the SEC, FCC, it doesn't make any difference, where they act as judge, juror, and executioner. It is all problematic. Anyway, this story, again, this is big when it comes to our economy right now, without a doubt. I remind everybody that we spend more per capita in this country on healthcare than anywhere in the world. Yet our mortality is going backwards. We're now down to 78-something. The United States needs to curb excessive opiate prescribing and improve access to pain management techniques. Listen to this. This is unbelievable. Researchers found that more than one-third of U.S. adults were prescribed opiates in 2015. That's prescription. One-third. It's that 90-something million people used prescription opiates back then. That's the ones that were prescribed. What the hell happened to aspirin or Tylenol or an Advil, for crying out loud? This is insane. I read this story. It was interesting. Just a little bit of a side note as well in regards to pop culture. Netflix has a good new series out. It's called Ozark. It's about this financial planner guy that gets hooked up with the mob, and he has to launder money from him. But there's a scene about this, you know, nutty FBI agent that's kind of going off the rails. And one of the reasons is he talked his mom into taking a pill, an opiate pill, when she was after she had surgery or broke her leg. And his mom didn't want to take it, was in all this pain, and he kept trying to get her to take it, and he talks her into it, and what happens? She ends up getting addicted and then gets on heroin. Kind of shows his backstory to some degree. But anyway, this has to stop. We're killing ourselves. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I don't like ending segments on such a, you know, Debbie Downer negative note. I don't like doing that. You know what? Good story, this pet. Did you see the thing about the gene therapy that they're able to do now? The adjustment that they're able to go on? Actually, for the first time ever, cured a disease via genetic engineering, which is extraordinary. But again, it offers up questions for, I don't know, manufacturing super people. It's going to be like that movie Gattaca. Anyway, I got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America, because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Clinical trial recruitment is a challenging step in the development and FDA approval of new treatments. This is especially true for patients with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, collectively known as inflammatory bowel disease. According to Michael Osso, president and CEO of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation,
there are many good treatments available, but for some they stop working. For others, none of the current treatments work at all, and that's why it's critical that there be more treatment options available.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is addressing this need with the launch of their dedicated clinical trials community. It has been created to educate and raise awareness of clinical trials among patients, caregivers, and healthcare providers, improve communication with patients and providers, and provide resources to identify and participate in clinical research. Osso adds,
the clinical trials community provides our patients with the opportunity to be citizen scientists, helping inform research that will affect the future of IBD.
To learn more, visit Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I know tonight she comes.
Is this the Cars? She's right? I think it is. Yeah, the Cars. Remember Rick Ocasek? Wasn't he? He was married. I mean, he was a funny-looking dude. Hey, Paula Porizkova, that model back then. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I mentioned this a couple segments ago. I don't want to see this again. I want to get this right because this is amazing. Scientists, for the first time, I want you to maybe think about the potential for this, have successfully edited genes in human embryos to repair a common and serious disease-causing mutation, producing healthy embryos. Now, again, this is great. This is good. But then it can also do other things as well. And we talked about this. Right? We were talking about the Terminator robots earlier on in the program, where Facebook had to pull the plug on two robots that came up with their own language. Skynet almost went live this past week, by the way. But this can protect babies from a variety of hereditary conditions. But again, this is genetic engineering. This definitely offers up some ethical concerns, right? You might try to design babies with certain traits like greater intelligence or athleticism. But what else did they do that in? Remember Zorin from James Bond, A View to a Kill there? Yeah. It was Christopher Walken, the bad guy, and A View to a Kill. That was the late Roger Moore. That was his last go-around as James Bond. And yeah, Zorin was genetically engineered by the Nazis. Yeah, that's right. Grace Jones was in that too. Anyway, I digress. It is, you know, all skate hour, third hour of the program. I'm allowed to bounce around a little bit. I do 18 hours of radio a week. Plus, it's my show anyway. This is an example, again, of big government and how much it sucks a lemon. In New York City, now, in New York City, it is illegal to babysit someone else's dog. I'm not making it up. Health department rules ban anyone from taking money to care for an animal outside a licensed kennel. And I guess there's an app out there that people in the city use for their dogs, and they need to be, you know, their dogs being babysat. First of all, I have one thing of why do people have so many dogs in the city? You live in a city, for crying out loud. I never really seemed to understand that. But really? Really, the government needs to get involved with stuff like this. The amount of professions out there that you need to get a license for or permission for the government is pathetic and sad. I mean, we get the stories from time to time about the little girl's lemonade stand being shut down in somewhere, someplace, because she didn't get a business permit. And then we had the kids that were shoveling snow in New Jersey this past winter that were shut down. I don't get where the government is allowed to take away someone's means of making a living. Now, everybody think about, if you don't remember, go back and read to the various different events that led up. And there's several things that led to the Revolutionary War. Let's just put it to you this way. I'd rather be taxed on paper than have the government tell me that I've got to go get a license to make a living. This is interesting. This is back 25. It's got a lot of landmarks. 25 years ago, we were told this time the mainstream media that we were all going to die because of the ozone hole. The ozone hole was going to kill us all, and we weren't going to do enough to fix it. Problem is with our fixing. And the things that we end up doing. You know, this past week, they found a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico the size of the state of New Jersey. You want to know why there's a dead zone the size of the Gulf of Mexico? There's a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico the size of New Jersey is because of ethanol and runoff from fertilizers that are used to fertilize corn so we can put food into cars, which we already know is an environmental disaster, but it's big business now. So we don't like. We got colleges now, I guess, claiming that affording housing is white privilege. Yeah, it's now white. I'm still trying to figure out what that means. It means a lot of things. I guess I'm pretty much at this point in time, I'm pretty much if you're white. But am I technically really even white? I mean, I get pretty dark here in the summertime. I mean, what constitutes being, I just want to know. I mean, I don't really need to put sunscreen on. Do I have white privilege? Because I got a little extra melanin? I don't know. Anyway. Oh, boy. Here's one that you don't see every day. Again, I know we used to have this clip available, and I should have told John to grab it. I always love giving when these stories pop up in the villages. You remember the villages, that community in Central Florida? The villages, America's favorite hometown. You know what I'm talking about? Well, there's always some funny, funky stuff going on there. They're like, I don't know, they freebase Viagra or something like that. And it's a wild and crazy community. But this was a new one. Drug raid and Florida retirement community uncovers, get this, I've never heard this before, golf cart chop shop. Yeah, they got people chopping up their golf carts because I guess that's how they get around there at the villages. Anyway, had a wonderful time today, as always, everybody. I want to remind everybody, we're always here to lend a hand. That's what we do here at Markowski Investments and the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. God bless.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Many eyes still turn toward North Korea as they continue their saber-rattling to make an attack against Guam. New York Representative Peter King appeared on MSNBC backing up President Trump's hard talk.
I mean, President Eisenhower ended the fighting in Korea by specifically threatening to use nuclear weapons. So that would have been the U.S. making a preemptive use of nuclear weapons. So this isn't unusual or unprecedented for this type of talk, and it worked. It caused North Korea to back down.
State Department officials believe Cuba's to blame for a recent acoustic attack on the American embassy in Havana. Two Americans at the embassy were having serious unexplained health issues. One may even have permanent hearing loss. Cuba denies responsibility. And more than a dozen Pittsburgh SWAT members had to be checked out for exposure to fentanyl during a raid. Authorities say 18 members of the city SWAT team were experiencing burning throats, feeling lightheaded and nauseous. All the officers have now been released from medical care. USA Radio News.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I would like to invite you to be a stockholder in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share.
When I heard about Punch TV Studios, at first, I didn't know what to think. Then everyone kept talking about it. I went to the website, and now I'm a Punch TV Studios investor.
This is a tremendous opportunity for you and your family.
My children are my everything. I have to make sure that they are taken care of, not just for today, a future for my children.
Join me, and together we can build a multi-billion-dollar media company. Be part owner in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Don't wait. This IPO stock offering is counting down to a close. Call now, 310-419-5914, or visit our website, punchtvstudios.com.
Buy your Punch TV Studios stock.
We think it's a great investment. Buy your Punch TV stock today.
Has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards, and only your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer offers an unlimited mileage warranty, so you can drive with confidence as far as you'd like for up to 5 years. There are pre-owned vehicles, and then there are Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st and receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Iran is threatening to retaliate for new U.S. sanctions that Tehran claims violate the nuclear deal it reached with Washington and other world powers. Under the agreement, the Islamic Republic gets sanctions relief in exchange for halting its nuclear program. Iran's deputy foreign minister promised there will be an appropriate and proportional response. In other news, Attorney General Jeff Sessions' job is reportedly safe and sound. USA's Chris Barnes has this report.
Despite repeated attacks against his performance by President Trump himself, Politico is reporting it can confirm that the new White House Chief of Staff, John Kelly, has directly told Jeff Sessions not to worry about losing his job. Trump has still been calling Sessions weak in recent tweets, blasting him for recusing himself from the Russia investigation and for not investigating Hillary Clinton. Sessions has said the attacks have been hurtful, but he has vowed he wouldn't resign. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Aetna, Inc.'s second quarter profits are soaring. The health insurer attributes